My name is Douglas Gruzinga, and the name of the sculpture is Intergalactic Subatomic Particle Enhancer. And I think that really it's up to the viewer to decide what a sculpture is. So I try to give a name to it that is somewhat nebulous, and then the viewer has to think more and come up with what they think that title even means. What I generally do, I started out as an automotive engineering major and decided after one semester that it wasn't creative enough. So I switched to the art department, got a degree in art education, and then got a master's degree in sculpture. But it's a matter of form. Like the piece that's here, I oftentimes use basic just mathematical progressions like 1, 2, 3 for measurements, and all of the measurements in the sculpture are based on 1, 2, 3s. So it ends up not being a very long sculpture, but a compact sculpture that it seems to make sense to people. And I like aluminum because it's light. I work alone. I tipped a sculpture over myself in 2000, broke and dislocated my leg, and that kind of limited my ability to do anything for 3 years. And so I switched to aluminum. So I like aluminum. It's light. It's easy to work with. And it's a material that, you know, it stays bright and shiny and, you know, metallic looking. But it takes about 3 months to create a sculpture. Most of that time is grinding, sanding, welding kinds of things that aren't very fun or spectacular. But in the end, you know, when I come to a city like Peoria and have the opportunity to exhibit a piece of sculpture, and people that I never know are going to look at that sculpture and try to figure out what in the heck is that and how do I file that into my brain. It seems as though we can accept music as sound, abstract sound, that when put together stirs an emotion in us. But when we see something like sculpture, we have a hard time accepting it as being just abstract form. Your brain wants to file it someplace, and it doesn't know where to file it unless it knows what the heck it is. So that's where the viewer comes in. They have to figure out, does this make sense to me? What might it be? And, you know, the title that I give it may not have anything to do with what they think it is. But, you know, if it doesn't connect with the viewer, it didn't work. I prefer to work with mechanical things, but people don't always appreciate them. I've gone through periods of time in my life where, particularly when I had women in my life, I went through a period of time where I was making flowers, single blossoms that were about 7, 9 feet in diameter. And that was interesting. It was a whole new thought process for me. Same process in working with metal, but it was a different structure, different form relationships. Last fall, I met this lady, and suddenly I thought, because I had several mechanical sculptures that have been around for several years, and I thought, well, they need to be freshened up in some way. So I thought, what happens to mechanical things when they are used up in our society? Well, we throw them in junkyards, and they sit around, and things grow on them. So I started growing vines with beautiful flowers on the mechanical sculptures, which is a whole new world for me. And it wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't have been for this wonderful lady that I met that kind of inspired me to do that. One of the great things, I'm 70 years old, and I'm still learning and still being challenged. And as I'm building a sculpture, I will oftentimes learn things from that sculpture that I wasn't aware of when I started, learning things about myself or about form. And it's just amazing that, you know, I can do in my 70s, well, now I used to say 60s, but now I'm 70, I can do things in my 70s that I dreamed of doing in my 20s. Well, the mechanical nature of things, you know, initially I had the concept that a majority of our population lives in cities and are much more familiar with man-made objects than they are with natural objects. So it seems to be a logic that was important to me, that I was comfortable with, that I thought other people would be able to relate to, and that I really couldn't compete with the natural world anyway, so why try? You know, there's a flower is a flower, a tree is a tree. How can you make it better than that? I can. I'm a sculptor. But then, more recently, I guess, that maybe become a little more melancholy. And I think, well, maybe that's an important part too, and it can fit in. And it's the relationship between nature. I look at where the sculpture is sitting here in Peoria next to the bridge. And I see the sculpture sitting there, I see the bridge there, and I see these trees growing. And one day those maple trees are going to be taller than that bridge. And people are going to see those treetops as they're driving down the expressway. And it's an interaction between those things. And I think about, you know, our world, our environment, and the impact that mankind has made on the world, good and bad, and the fact that we may be at a point where we need to reevaluate that in many ways. And, you know, we aren't going to stop making things, but we need to be a little wiser in what we make and a little wiser in how we use the things that we make so that they're more environmentally friendly and complement nature a little bit more. Otherwise, we're just not going to be here a lot. And I have full confidence that we're going to be here for a long time because there's so many bright young people in the world. I live in Interlaken, home of Interlaken Center for the Arts, one of the top arts schools in the world. And I see those kids, and they can go out and they can solve all of the problems that we have because they learn that you have to be passionate about what you're doing and you have to really work your fanny off in order to survive there. And they go out in the world, and they understand the creative process, plus they have the ability to learn the knowledge to be able to solve the problems and put creation, creative ability together with knowledge and come up with new things, new ways of doing things. And that's, I have full confidence that things are going to get better. Douglas Gruzinga is my name, and the title of my work is Intergalactic Subatomic Particle Enhancer.